Back to pass, rolls to his right, around the right side. He's going to pass down the center, and that one could have been easily picked off, intended for his favorite receiver, number 89, Nathan Kaczynski. Incomplete. That was brought, the ball was supposed to be caught at the 45-yard line. Incomplete. Brings up third and 17 for the Lakers.
Braden made the attempt to knock it down, and you can see that he's still suffering from that hit that he had in that first quarter. As he's favoring the small of his back, Clark.
And so the Bad Axe defense trying to get a hold here right now. Third and 17. Two receivers to the right. Two men in the backfield. Post, center, center. Post looking back to pass. Rolls to his left, and it's a pass intended to.
It was a screen play to this side over here, but the problem is
there was no one to catch the ball.
Well, 86 was there. It was a tight end screen. He got it caught up with the everybody inside it, and just hit him and knocked the ball down. So the Bad Axe Hatchets here sort of stood their ground, like they got a little care in their step, like Gary's car care.
So it is now 4th and 17 for the Lakers, and they're going to bring out the punt team. They're going to be punting away from their own 5-yard line. We have Eamon and number 20 for the Hatchets ready to take this one away. Number 20 for the Hatchets receives that at his 47-yard line. Moving ahead, he's down to the 35 already, and he's brought down at about the 33. That's number 20, Seth Geiger.
Number 85 for the Lakers. And if I can find him on here, Cody Roberts, I think. We're going to give him credit for the hit for the Lakers.
And we have a score coming in right now. Ubley is leading 18-0 over Brown City.
That's a surprise.
That's a big, big surprise there. Ubley coming out strong against Brown City. As the Hatchets, now with a short field to work with for the first time tonight. They're in Laker territory already. 34-yard line, first and 10. Hand off to number 20, Seth Geiger, rolling to his left side. Maybe gets about a yard. And nothing else going there. It's going to be actually no gain. So no gain for Seth Geiger, and the Hatchets brings up 2nd and 10 at the 34-yard line of Laker territory with 8:23 remaining in the second quarter. Lakers leading 28-6.
Nathan Crone on the hit for the Lakers, and I'll tell you what, the Bad Axe Hatchets have to take care of this football like Gary's Car Care in Elkton will take care of all your car needs. So the Hatchets have to put a score on it.
And Braden's going to keep this one for himself. Pitches to Twitter's right, and in pass, or the pitch was intended for number 33, Metzger. Metzger wasn't ready for it, didn't even see it coming, and it hit him in the chest, bounced right out of bounds, and it's about a gain of about 6 in doing so, where it bounced out of bounds at the 29-yard line of Laker territory, bringing up 3rd and 6.
I do not think Braden wanted to take a hit on that, and all of a sudden he decided to pitch it. And the pitch man was not ready.
Not in one bit. So 3rd and 5 for the Hatchets. Handoff to number 47, Spencer Kelly, right down the middle. Kicking high, trying to get over that line. Gets down to about the 26-yard line. He's going to be about 2 yards short of the first down. 4th and 2.5, 4th and 3, according to the placement.
Nathan Crone for the Lakers made the stop, as there's a stoppage in play, as the best offensive threat for the Hatchets tonight has been Spencer Kelly.
And he has a shoelace untied there.
He might have to switch to Pigeon Telephone Company to keep those shoes on, or give him a call and send in another pair.
All right, I was wondering how you're going to swing that one in there.
I swung it in there, didn't I?
Now is the time to switch to Pigeon Telephone. Switch right now and keep your same number. That's Pigeon Telephone. 4th and 3 now, very important play. Spencer Kelly is still tying his shoe.
And the ref is giving him all the time he needs.
That's right. Mm-hmm. All right. Shoe is tied.
But now he doesn't even know what the play is. I hope they give it to him.
Well, it's 4th and 3 at the 26-yard line of Laker territory. Very important play here for Bad Axe.
Uh-oh.
They're going back to pass, and Braden passes it to number 20. Seth Geiger bobbled it, and incomplete at the 20-yard line. Changeover of downs for the Hatchets. It's now a Lakers ball. Lakers defense steps up to the plate once again.
Well, I believe there was a defender cutting across the face. I'll give him a little credit of that, of Seth Geiger, I believe, number 20 for the Hatchets. But he could have came up with it, and you can see Braden laying down over here, the quarterback for the Hatchets.
The moment he gets off the field, he is stretching that back as much as possible.
And he normally is out there, folks, playing defense.
He has to be in pain. 7:05 remaining in the second quarter. 28-6 Lakers over Bad Axe. Lakers now with two defensive stops on fourth down, brings their offense back onto the field. Two men in the backfield. Post tosses it to number 26. Seth Kaczynski around the right side. He has room to run, but there is a flag on the play right at the line of scrimmage. 9-yard gain there for 26, Seth Kaczynski, but is it going to count?
They're going to move him back, I think. We'll see here.
And the official, the umpire gained it.
Illegal shift on the Lakers.
So with 6:58 remaining in the second quarter, Lakers leading 28-6. And that's going to push the Lakers back. They haven't even moved the ball yet.
Well,
and here's the official sign.
Yeah, there's the official sign. You know what? The Hatchets have to think they're hometown proud, just like Pigeon IGA. They have to start thinking they got to have some pride in playing defense and football here for the Hatchets. Mark Minetti's going to have to call a timeout here, I think.
That's right. Hometown proud American IGA with Pigeon IGA in Pigeon. 5-yard penalty there for the Lakers, pushing it back for first and 15. Post is going to keep this one for himself. He gets about 7 yards before he's brought down. He's brought down at the 28-yard line, jumping to his right, jumping to his left, and brought down at the 29. It's going to bring up second and 7 for the Lakers.
And brought down by number 55 for the Hatchets, Jimmy Rogers.
It is homecoming here in Bad Axe. The stands are packed. A beautiful night for a football game indeed. Both sides, in fact, are packed. Lakers standing on both sides of their stands with their stands packed over there as well. So a great game compared to last week. Spectacular. Much better weather conditions. Post center in the spread formation handoff. Not much going there. Handed off to number 26, Seth Kaczynski. Nothing going. Maybe a gain of yard.
Brett Metzger made the hit for the Hatchets. So another big play for the Hatchets here as we have 5:57, 28-6. Lakers on top in this one. And who would have thunk it? They would be this far ahead.
Third and 6. That's what turnovers do to you.
Yes.
So third and 6 for the Lakers. They're coming out in the spread formation. Two men each way and one man in the backfield. Kaczynski keeping in post company. Moving right to left across your radio. Post staying right on his 25-yard line, looking back to pass, and it is complete. First down for the Lakers. That was intended, complete by number five, Evan Kaczynski. The first play, not to Nathan Kaczynski. That is a gain of about 25 to the 42-yard line. You do the math, 17 yards.
Well, I bet you those guys are brothers, just like Main Street Cafe and Bakery. You'll find all your needs if you go there and get all your friendly flavors out of that one.
I hope you're going to the brotherly love there.
No, not in this one.
All right.
Yeah, it's up to you.
Okay, Main Street Cafe and Bakery always has you in mind because they're a friend of the family, truly a world of flavors.
Now, Mark has taken the time out, and he's going to get after his players a little bit. So are we going to stay here?
We're going to take a quick break. You're tuned to WLAW. First and 10, Lakers, 28-6, 5:27 remain in the second quarter.
Sandpoint residents, now is the time to switch your local phone service to Pigeon Telephone Company. Why? How about you can switch right now and keep your same phone number? How about a wider local calling area? Switch to Pigeon Telephone and call Caseville, Bayport, Bad Axe, Cass City, Elkton, Gagetown, Kindy, Pigeon, Port Austin, Unionville, and Sebring, all with a local call. And local offices you can stop into. Certain restrictions apply. It's time to switch your local phone service to Pigeon Telephone. Stop by their offices at 20 South Main Street or call 1-800-292-0614 and make the switch today.
And we're back here in Bad Axe. Lakers leading 28-6 with 5:27 remain in the second quarter. Lakers, after two fourth down stops on defense, now back on offense. Three men in the backfield as Post pitches it to number 89. Nathan Kaczynski rolls to his left and gains about 4 yards, but there's a play right as he's being tackled. We'll see what this one is.
Well, Spencer Tully made tackle. I didn't see a face mask or anything, but he might have been calling holding on the inside too, Clark. But, yeah, he's pointing in further, pushing the back. We'll call that one.
So, block in the back. That's going to be a penalty against Lakers, pushing them back once again.
Well, it's no wonder Mark Minetti had to call a timeout to see if this team had any relationship. Just like if you went to the National Bank, Clark,